Hi, I'm Ann Fraser. Welcome to another edition of Bringing Hope to Alzheimer's. And today we are doing part two of our interview here with Connie Zack of Sunlighten. She's the owner of Sunlighten. That is a local company here in Kansas City, and they sell saunas. They also have a spa, but they sell saunas that do infrared, near, far, and mid, correct?
And red, yes.
And red. So welcome again.
Yeah, thank you.
So with that, let's just delve right in.
Sure.
So tell me about what is infrared?
Sure. So infrared is a safe, natural part of the sun's light spectrum. So it's one part of that long, so everybody should be familiar with the spectrum of light. Comes from the sun. The majority is 55% of the sun's light is in the infrared part. And a lot of times people get confused with ultraviolet light. That is not in the infrared spectrum. It is really the safe, natural, healing part of the sun's rays. And let me explain what it feels like, because a lot of times people don't understand. So if you're outside, and fortunately in Kansas City, it's, you know, usually sunny, but just say, you know, it's not, and it's, you know, cloudy, and you walk outside, and, you know, it's kind of, you just kind of have that gloom feeling, and all of a sudden, behind the clouds, the sun peaks up, and it, like, it just shows its beautiful face, and you feel a change in your body. You're like, oh my God, it feels so good. You know, you just want to stand there for a second and just like, you know, soak in all those rays.
Yeah.
That's infrared. Okay. That is the feeling of what infrared. So when people say, we did a survey, taking a step back for a second, we did a survey, about 5 or 6 years ago to our database and trying to understand just to our consumers, the people who have purchased over the years, asking them, you know, why did you purchase? What do you like about it? You know, how does it make you feel? All those kinds of questions. And I swear it was almost 100%. It was like the most just craziest response. Everybody said, I feel great when I'm done. That's why I like to do it, because I feel great. And that's the value of bringing infrared inside into your home without the UV, because the UV, the reason that people don't stay outside as much, you know, is because they're concerned about the sun burning their skin. People are also busy and they're inside, so they're not getting that wonderful, wonderful feeling, you know, into their body. And that's our job at Sunlighten, is to bring that, which is why we're called Sunlighten. So from the sun, enlightening people. So that's the feeling of infrared. Infrared is also it operates differently than traditional heat or steam or dry, you know, like hot air, dry saunas.
Right.
So there's many different ways to get heat. And there's a lot of publicity today about heat. And so, like, however I can help bring value and bring clarity to this topic, especially locally here in Kansas City, I'm
right.
super passionate about, because it is really confusing. There's just a lot of pieces of information. It's hard for people to understand, well, which type of heat should I get? What should I do?
Well, and like I said, at my gym, we have a red light
mm-hmm.
therapy
mm-hmm.
thing that you can stand in.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, talk to us about the difference of all those
on
things.
Different spectrums.
Yes.
So I'm going to do that in just 1 second.
Okay.
I want to clarify for 1 second how the traditional saunas or dry or steam, like all those, how those heat your body versus infrared, because it's a real easy answer, and it hopefully will help people understand. So if you're outside, for example, and it's Arizona, it's really hot, or you're in a traditional sauna, steam, etc., you're getting hot because the air is hot. So those types of heat sources heat the air. You could almost, if you really think about when you've been in that environment, you could almost feel it, almost even touch it, like with steam, like it's moist, right? So that's what you feel inside the air. Infrared is absorbed into your body, into your cells. So it interacts with every system inside your body in a different way, depending on, I'm getting to your question on red, but it depends on the part of the spectrum that is being delivered into your body. And this is what we spent the last 20 years focusing on, is how can we get the highest quantity, the right quality, the right frequency of each different wavelength into the body at the ideal frequency for maximum results. So there's four different parts. There's far infrared, which is the long wavelength that gets absorbed into your water molecules and your mitochondria. It impacts everything. It's so powerful that we could talk forever about the value of just that wavelength alone. And then there's mid, which is shorter and it's hotter. So it's when you're inside an infrared sauna and it feels like you feel like a boost of heat or like more heat, you're getting more of the mid-infrared part of the wavelength. And then the next two are light frequencies. Well, they're all light frequencies, but you feel them. You feel far and mid via heat being absorbed into the body. Near and red are you only receive by light interacting with your body. And a lot of people get really confused about this. I'm going to take just a little bit of a tangent for a second, because I think when you help people understand, like if you go outside and you get sunlight into your body and it changes the color of your skin, that's because your body changes when light energy is interacting with it. That happens to be you're getting some of infrared and you're also getting UV. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean the infrared, but my point of that is, because a lot of people say, well, light energy can't change your cells. I'm like, it absolutely can. Like, that's what changes. That's photosynthesis. That's
right.
Plants can't live without light energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and we could talk about that forever, too. So, so near is invisible. It penetrates the skin the deepest. So it's more of a penetrating energy versus far infrared and mid infrared are being absorbed into your cells. So it's a different mechanism of action and different results because they interact with the body at different levels, right? So like mid-infrared, it's not absorbed as deep. So it goes into your muscles and your tissue. So it's really great for flexibility and agility and muscle recovery. Back to near and red, the only difference between near and red is the color. Near is invisible and red is visible. Near infrared is actually really more therapeutic than red because it penetrates deeper than red, but people can't see it. So it's hard for them to understand that.
Right.
But we know from science that, you know, near goes, I mean, it goes deeper. And so you get, for example, let's talk about this for 1 second. When you're talking about brain health,
mm-hmm.
There's tons of information on near infrared and red light, but it's really kind of an undisputed fact that near infrared is more therapeutic on the brain receiving light energy because it's able to go deeper than red. So that's, you know, that's just a little known fact that normally I don't even talk about, but this
right.
is a really important place right. to talk about brain health.
So the near is great for your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Over the,
All of them are great
right.
for your brain because
but
they affect your
the
systems
red.
That end up talking to your brain, right?
Right.
So
right.
this is affecting the brain directly, near infrared and red light.
Right.
I'm not going to take any power away from red light.
Right.
It's just if you were it's easy science. Like you can see the graph of how far near infrared penetrates and how far red and near goes deeper.
Gotcha.
And so when you're talking about the brain and the cortex and everything, you want as, you know, as much into the brain to unlock the switches and to help the cognitive function as possible, right?
Right.
Having both of them is great, is even better than just one alone, because then you have one that doesn't go as deep and you have one that goes a little bit deeper and you're getting more energy into the brain. And that's what we do with, we have a product called Impulse. And I think that's the one we talked about that
right,
you
that
use
I've
at
done.
Your friend's
yes,
place.
Yes, that I use, yes.
Yeah, and that has, it's the only thing on the market that has far infrared separate than mid, separate from near, separate from red. And the only reason I say that it's separate is because then we have the ability, by separating those wavelengths out, we have the ability behind the scenes, we have a brain inside the sauna that's able to independently deliver them as well as combine them based on science. So we have 6 different programs. You know, we have an anti-aging, a pain relief program, a cardio program, a weight loss, relaxation, and detox. And those are all based on science, and they're focusing on those 4 wavelengths
mm-hmm.
and when to deliver them with what frequency and what intensity. And that's what you're getting when you get that. You're getting the whole body complete longevity hack.
Right. I love that. So then you guys, I just want to talk about a product then. So you guys have the Solo, which is something that someone, instead of having the cabin, which is the ultimate one, right? I mean, that's the ultimate one. But if someone does the solo, let's say they travel a lot, mm-hmm. or they've got to start at the beginning and do that. So the solo is where you're laying down and it kind of fits over you like a little dome, so mm-hmm. to speak. But what does that give then? Mm-hmm.
That gives, and I'm glad you brought the solo because I have such a passion for that product. It's really what launched our company back when we were in the basement in Cincinnati, Ohio, was we found that. And it was a game changer with how we felt. We were in the solo and we had a wooden cabin that we were being sourced from an outside manufacturer. Ugh, the difference in the experience, the difference in the results, the difference in the therapeutic value between the solo and this other wooden cabin was game-changing. It was completely different. So we really spent the rest of our time understanding that, like, why is this so different? And then changing our entire product portfolio to match the solo. So that's a totally side story. But that has the highest amount of far infrared on the market. So essentially, I liken it to, like, supplements or food. Like, you want the most nutrient-dense food, the most nutrient-dense supplements. Like, when you're putting things in your body, you don't want fillers. No. You don't want artificial anything,
correct.
Right? Like,
yeah.
Ideally, you want to eat whole foods. You know, you want to eat the real blueberries and everything. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with infrared, is you don't want a little bit and then a bunch of fillers. You want the highest quantity possible, and that's what the solo gives you. It's far infrared. It's really great for detoxifying the body, and that will help as well with brain function and cognitive function. If you think back about how we started this, you know, part one, talking mm-hmm. about my brother, he had, you know, brain fog and vertigo and all sorts of different issues. And it was due to the fact that, you know, he had mercury, you know, trapped in his body.
Right.
And a lot of people with autoimmune issues. I mean, there's a lot of different connecting conditions, you know, that if you can detoxify and purify the body and really, you know, sweat and increase blood flow, you're going to help brain function.
Right.
And the solo can do that for sure. So you're not sacrificing. I always like to, when people say, I kind of want to start with a solo because it's easy and it's small and I can put it anywhere. But I feel like since I'm just getting the far infrared, I'm sacrificing. I'm like, you're not sacrificing. It's a great place to start.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent place to start. I mean, during COVID, I lived in my solo. I mean, I swear. And so did my kids. I mean, we just, because it's really intense. You're lying down. There's a great value to lying down and just, you know, meditating and just really focusing on visualizing, setting your intentions, you know, for, you know, where you want your body to be mm-hmm. so that you can visualize that space and manifest it and put it out there. And the solo just gives you that space to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, relaxing, just laying down seems mm-hmm. very relaxing. I mean, sitting is not bad, but yeah, mm-hmm. that laying down is nice. So with the solo, you get the far
infrared. You also okay. get the chromotherapy, which is, it can be confusing into like light therapy. It's a different type of light therapy, and it's around the outside of the dome. So around the neck, there's these colored lights. And those colored lights, don't be confuse them with infrared, because they're not infrared. And nobody's on the market are infrared. So just to put that out there, because people lots of times like to say different things. But colored lights are colored lights. And we know that color, people respond to color in different ways. And people paint their house, you know, blue for a different reason than yellow, than orange, than red, you know, than green. And it's because they feel different, you know. And there's just a lot of people that believe that color responds with your body's chakras in different ways. And so that is, all of our saunas have chromotherapy and the solo as well. So you get the far infrared plus the chromotherapy when you get the solo. It's an excellent way to start. If somebody is listening and they're like, you know, I don't know about all this. And, you know, I just kind of want to try something that's less risk. That is it's a great place to start. You'll love it.
Right.
You'll absolutely love it.
Okay. Wonderful. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to return back to the podcast in just a moment, but we wanted to do a quick infomercial and we wanted to tell you that we are looking for sponsors for our podcast. So if you or anyone you know have been affected by Alzheimer's and you're loving our podcast, then we would absolutely love to talk to you. You know, we are we're based here out of Kansas City, but we have listeners all over the United States. And in fact, all over the world, which is really fun and exciting to see where people tune in from. So France, Australia, all kinds of different places. And that's really, really cool to see our reach go so far. And we are hoping to take our podcast to 2 days a week. So in order to do that, we are looking for some podcast sponsors. So if you or anyone you know would love to have an infomercial about your wonderful company, we would love to spotlight you. And so please reach out to us and email us at info@thenightofhope.com. And we will reach out to you and we can talk about all the different levels that we have. You can sponsor for 1 month, 3 months, or a year. We'd love to talk to you about that. So thanks so much. And again, reach out to us by emailing us at info@thenightofhope.com. Thanks so much. Now we'll return back to the podcast. So we talked a little bit about steam and sauna. Do you want to talk any more about those types of things and in conjunction to infrared?
The only thing else I would say with the different types of heat sources is one of the greatest values of heat, I call it heat stress because there's a lot of talk right now about longevity. I mean, we're just really immersed in that field. And one of the ways to activate your longevity switches is through heat stress or hormesis, which is essentially activating your heat shock proteins, which help to repair yourself. Any type of heat can do that. Because, I mean, any type of heat activates your heat shock proteins. The reason that I love infrared so much versus a different type of heat source such as steam or traditional saunas is because, well, there's lots of different reasons, but one of them is just the basic, that enjoyment of the experience while I'm doing it versus when I typically take, you know, a hotter experience, especially if it gets really hot, I have a hard time breathing and my brain starts to go to a place where I'm counting down versus trying to figure out how to count up.
Right. And then want to stay longer and enjoy
right.
the experience.
Right, right. And I really truly believe, you know, this is just a Connie Zackism. I just really believe that life is meant to be enjoyed, you know, you're meant to like not just survive, you're meant to thrive. You know, life should be enjoyed. It shouldn't be an enduring experience. Same thing with a sauna. It shouldn't be something you're enduring. The other thing I would say while we're on the topic is one of my other favorite things about, I don't know if we talked about this last week or not, but it's one of my favorite benefits of an infrared sauna is you have the ability to habit stack. Did we talk about habit stacking?
A little bit. Share it with our audience.
Oh my gosh. I love it so much because it's all about efficiency, and especially with brain, when we come back to cognitive function, sometimes your brain is overloaded because you have so many tasks and so many things to do. So why not take your sauna, have that experience, and then also do some of those things that you need to do inside there. So, you know, you can do yoga, you can stretch, you can meditate, you can do breath work, you can do intention setting, you know, you can do... journal, you know, if you need to. I don't, you know, advocate for working, but sometimes that is one of the stresses. You're like, oh my gosh, I have got to get these two emails out. Go right. inside your sauna and do it. You'll be shocked about how much more creative you feel, how much clearer your brain, how much more articulate and on point mm-hmm. your communication is when you're in there, because your brain is just like, yes, thank you so much for this gift.
Right.
I'm going to give it right back to you and to everybody else, you know, that you touch as a result of, you know, this experience. And you, it's really hard to habit stack in some of the other heat, you know, environments, you know, and it's really hard to habit stack in cold environment. Like, it's just, you know, you're in there 1 to 3 minutes and it's just like your goal is to survive, you know, and a lot of times if you're in 100, 220 degrees, you're just, you know, you're struggling breathing and you're not like you're thinking of that email that you want to send or meditating or anything like that.
So you're trying to get through it.
Right.
Right.
Right. So that's the only thing else I would really add is the experience, you know, and if it's back to personal preference, I'm always like, you know, I'm an inclusive girl. Like, I like to include. So if that's your passion and you're like, you know, then that's fine. That's your personal preference. You know, I just am sharing all of the benefits of infrared and not only the scientific and therapeutic, you know, proven benefits over the last 20 years, but just the intangibles that you wouldn't know unless you're listening to this podcast, you know, unless you're listening to somebody that had used it for 20 years.
Right, right. Well, I'll share with you. So have you ever heard of Brain HQ?
No, tell me.
So it's an app that I have. I can play it on my computer. I can play it on my iPad. I can play it on my phone. But it is a way of exercising your brain in a completely different way than anything else you've ever seen in your life. It's not just doing a Sudoku puzzle or a crossword or whatever. And so I pretty much do all of my brain training while I'm sitting in the sunlight.
So it's an app that you download?
Yes.
And then can you give me an example of like something
Sure. So one of them is a screen. It looks like the inside of a fish tank, and fish will pop on. And once you get one fish, then two. But a fish will pop on, and then go away, and then it'll come back on again, and then all of these other fish. And you have to follow that fish all around, and then everything freezes, and you have to click on where that fish was.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
And so then two fish will pop on, but it's very intuitive. So I'll get up to like five fish, and my eyes can't follow all five fish, and I'll start failing, and so it'll pop back down to four fish, or four fish I'm failing. So it's very intuitive. It'll meet you where you're at, try to stretch your brain a little bit further.
Oh my
It'll start out easy. But anyway, I do my brain training in there because I'm so relaxed and I can focus.
It's a great thing to do while you're, I'm going to steal that from you, and I'm going to share that with other people.
Absolutely.
Because scientifically, I take in now a journal or something because over the past couple of years, I've noticed I get all of these creative thoughts. I just my brain just goes crazy with good things and I want to capture them and I try not to take my phone. So I'm not perfect though. So I will start writing things down. So it's great that you're using it to strengthen, because your brain's a muscle, right? So you're using it to strengthen while you're in there. So it's completely habit stacking, like in the most beautiful way, because you're receiving the light, you're receiving the light energy for your brain, you're receiving the heat energy to purge your body, as well as increase your blood flow, increase your circulation, get more oxygen to the brain.
Yep.
And you're exercising it.
Exactly.
That's so powerful.
Yes, exactly.
That's beautiful.
And
I love it.
Mark and I, my husband and I, will go in together, and he'll put his music on in his little ears, and he'll enjoy his little time, and I sit there, and I play my Brain HQ.
Oh my God, I love it.
And that way, we're still together, or sometimes we'll just sit and have a conversation without the phones ringing or whatever. So it's just kind of a nice time for us also as a couple just to be able to be doing something healthy together and kind of shutting out the rest of the world.
Yeah, you know, I have a friend who is, you just gave me an idea, who, and I'm sure there's many people who are listening who want to learn another language.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a friend who's studying Chinese because, and she's here local, Beth, and because her daughter is. And what a great place to do her lesson.
Yep.
It was inside the sauna because you're giving your body another way to remember things, you know, because you're activating, your brain switch.
Yes, I love that. Because I want to learn a language too. That's another thing on my list.
Well, I just think that would be a great place, great place to do it.
To do that.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
I love it.
Well, so we're just about at the end of this one. This is going to be only number two. We've got so much more to talk about. So we're going to have to record more because if our audience listening is like I'm feeling right now, there's so much to know. There's so much to learn. And I want to get into all the different things, all of the systems of your body, and talk about each of them individually as far as how the infrared affects those things. So we're going to keep this continuing going on, and we will have more episodes for you all, and we'll talk more about this as we continue. Does that sound fair?
Yeah.
Because I know our audience will respond very positively to this, because this is exactly up our alley of what we're trying to talk about brain health, prevention, early detection, those types of things. All of the things that you're talking about with infrared and with saunas will help all of those things. So,
and thanks for everything that you're doing, by the way. I didn't get a chance to, while we're on this podcast, you're just you know, it's you're doing game-changing work here in Kansas City. And I just encourage everybody who's listening, you know, to join, be an ambassador, join the cause. I mean, it's a great cause. We talked so much about Alzheimer's at my conference in LA, and everything is increasing at such a horrible rate. Mm-hmm. And so if we all join forces, you know, we can make a difference and reverse it for sure.
Thank you for saying that. Yeah, Alzheimer's has now become the third leading cause of death. And you'll hear a lot of people say it's the sixth, and that is not true. What is happening is when people pass away on their death certificate, it'll talk about what their cause of death is. It'll state what that is. And so it might say a fall. It might say pneumonia. It might say all kinds of things. But that person had full-blown Alzheimer's or dementia. And it's the Alzheimer's or dementia that caused the fall, or because their body and their systems are shutting down, that they get pneumonia or some other of the, even the common cold can be something that can ultimately end in somebody far down the road in Alzheimer's. So anyway, it's not reported nearly as often as it's actually happening. Mm-hmm. And so you'll hear a lot of the doctors, Dr. Mm-hmm. Hyman, Amen, Dr. David Perlmutter, mm-hmm. you know, they all are saying the same thing, mm-hmm. that it is the third leading cause mm-hmm. of death. And some are even arguing the fact that it could be the leading cause
yeah,
of death.
And
right
that
now.
You'll be happy to know. That's not the really right way to phrase that, but you'll be pleased to know the consistency of the message, since this is the work that you're doing.
Yes.
Was that at the YPO summit in LA. It was consistent of exactly that. It is the third leading cause, and we're all working so hard because we don't want it to be the number one cause.
Right. Right.
You know, and so that was the power and the feeling and the message, it was prevalent. It was really great in the sense that it was awareness, right? It
yes.
was bringing this awareness to something that people just don't talk about that much. That's why I'm so happy that we're doing this. I'm so happy that you've created a space for people, you know, whether or not they're impacted or not. You know, you can make a significant difference in
That's
this
it.
Community, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, and so I appreciate you saying that because we are seeing it younger and younger.
Mm.
I know a lot of people in the senior care industry, and so one community I know of, they just recently admitted two people in their 40s with Alzheimer's.
Mm.
And so we're seeing it younger and younger. And in my pie in the sky, This is Ann Fraser's pie in the sky, but I would love to see Kansas City become the first city to see a decrease in Alzheimer's and dementia.
Let's put that out there. I love that.
And yeah, and so I think that we could do it once people start, and worldwide, of course. Mm-hmm. I mean, absolutely. But I think we have such great resources here in Kansas City. We have such great companies that are dedicated mm-hmm. to healthy living and to brain health and to all the things. And our body is fluid.
Mm-hmm.
And all these things work together. And so I'm just so excited about being able to talk to people like you and be involved with companies like you all that are really have, like you said, in your tagline or your mission statement is about hope as well.
Mm-hmm. Bring light, hope, and happiness to people all over the world.
That's it.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. So thank you again for being
of
here
course.
Today. And we'll look forward to our next time together. And again, if you all want to be an ambassador of hope, please go on our website, thenightofhope.com, and you can donate $5 a month or whatever amount that you see fit. We would absolutely love for you to become an ambassador of hope. So please go on the website today, thenightofhope.com. And thanks so much for joining us today. We'll look forward to seeing y'all next time. Thanks so much.